there. In this video, we're going to talk about how you can improve your online presence with one simple trick. Hey there, I'm Alicia Darby. I built and automated an online business by leveraging media like podcasts, YouTube, and social channels. Now I coach entrepreneurs and personal brands on how you can start your show to attract qualified leads, build your influence, and communicate with confidence on stage and in life. Your audience awaits. They're gonna love you. Now listen, as a personal brand or maybe as a business owner, you likely already know the importance of having some presence on social media, right? I'm sure that doesn't come as a shocker to you. If you have heard that before, that you know your personal brand or your business needs to be on social media, just type the word brand in the comments below this video, because I want to make sure that's the first step, right? You already know that you need to be on social media. But let me explain what tends to happen to those of us that get really excited, right? When you start a business or you know that you're ready to launch your personal brand into the interwebs, then we start to get excited about social media and we put up all the things and we set up the YouTube channel, and we set up the Instagram channel, and we set up the LinkedIn and the Pinterest, and we get everything going and the Facebook page and the Facebook group and the Facebook profile, all these things. There's a lot of them, right? But we set them all up. And what can tend to happen, usually over time, and usually just if you're not careful, this could happen in your personal life before you even start your business, that all of these things start to kind of take on a different personality. And that just happens because, you know, maybe you take a photo out with your friends and you post on Instagram and you realize like, wow, that's a really good picture. I'm gonna make that picture my profile on Instagram. And then it doesn't get updated on all the other channels. And then maybe we take a new job, and so we get a professional headshot, and that's what goes on LinkedIn. So pretty soon, over the course of time, when you look across all of your social channels, they could look very different. Now, think about your visitors, your potential clients and customers. When they are interacting with your brand on social media and they come to your Facebook page and it looks totally different than your LinkedIn page, maybe your LinkedIn page looks very professional, and then your Facebook page is you like toasting margaritas with a friend, and then on Instagram you're like making another goofy face, or you're just totally looking away from the camera, or maybe it's a scenery shot or something just completely disjointed from your brand. The quickest way to up-level your social presence is to do what I call hero a headshot. That's the strategy, to hero a headshot. By that I mean you choose one headshot, like a close-up, shoulders, and maybe a little like of this area through the top of your head. That's your headshot. And you use one really great image and you use it as your profile picture across all of your social channels. What this does is it allows your brand new client or customer, someone that's just being introduced to you, to show up at your Instagram and your Facebook and your LinkedIn and your YouTube channel and feel at home. They just know that that's you, so they feel safe and comfortable following and subscribing and liking your things because they know that this is where they want to be. Think of it this way. When you meet a new author, let's say you just read this really great book, and you're like, this author is so awesome, and you want to then go follow their social channels and maybe dig deeper into what they can offer you, that's what you do, right? You search them on LinkedIn, you search them on Google+, you search them on Facebook, you start to interact with them on Instagram. And if those channels look like a little bit different, or maybe you're not sure that that's really who that is that you're wanting to follow, then it creates that seed of doubt in your potential customer or client. And our job as consultants and coaches is all about removing doubt and removing fear to get people to take that next step with you. So heroing a headshot across all of your social channels will drastically increase and improve your social media presence because people are going to want to follow you that much more. Now, if you want to take it the next step further, then the next thing you could do is synchronize and align all of your actual cover images. So now we're talking not just the little headshot in the corner, but now all of the cover images. You know, YouTube has one, LinkedIn has one, Facebook has one for pages and profiles and groups. All of these different things have that cover image. That's a really great place to announce your brand message or to communicate your core belief through that actual cover image. Because now when people arrive, it really feels fully, completely like you. Okay, so now I want to hear from you. In the comments below, type a tip that you have. Maybe it's something that you've done in the past or something you've heard or something you'd like to implement in the future. A tip that will drastically improve social media presence online. This tip, I'm really curious to see what you have to say, and also it'll help to share with our community what other tips people have out there to drastically improve your social media presence. So I cannot wait to hear from you. Leave that comment in the comments area below, and I'll see you next time. Thank you so much for listening. I would be honored if you'd hop over to iTunes from your computer and leave a 5-star rating and review. Tell me what you love most about the podcast and what you'd like to see more of. That is how podcasts prosper, so I would be so grateful for your help. Thank you again, and I'll talk to you soon.